All humanity now has the option to become enduringly successful. This confident assertion was made in 1980 by the late R. Buckminster Fuller, architect, inventor, mathematician, poet, cosmologist, philosopher, and the archetypal engineer. Fuller coined the term ephemeralization for mankind's tendency to continually do more with ever less weight, time, and energy per each given level of functional performance, which would ultimately lead to a sustainable level of effectively great wealth for all of mankind. Ephemeralization. We continually do more with less, and we're getting better at it.
The first times we started to communicate across the Atlantic or across the Pacific, we took cables. We took these big, huge copper cables and strung them under the water. It cost them millions and millions of dollars. We can do the same thing today with a satellite, weighs a quarter of a ton instead of tons and tons of copper, at a fraction of the cost, using a fraction of the energy because of this. Okay? Because we've applied our intelligence to the thing. Ephemeralization, that's what Bucky Fuller called it. We do the same thing with software. That is the essence of software. The very nature of software is to optimize stuff. We find the hot spots in human activity, i.e., those things that gave rise to the whole, and we optimize. Right? So I guess what I'm saying is we fill the hole with software. That's how we fix that. You know, fully 5% of the electricity we consume in this country is for computer systems. They just realized that in California. That's a big number. 5% is a lot. It's a lot. And if they are in the idle loop most of the time, that, again, is a waste of resources. That's what gives rise to the whole. Okay? Not a good idea. How can we use these resources better? And that's what Genie can help to enable, something like Genie. Genie or something like Genie. And let me say that because I want you to understand, it doesn't have to be this one thing. As long as some of these principles are employed, and as long as we do things better with respect to resources, it doesn't really matter, does it, in the end? That's really what I care about, is that we do a better job with resources. Right? It may be Genie, it may not be. I'm going to give you some reasons why I think it ought to be, but the market will decide. Now, a bit more on ephemeralization, which is what economists call productivity.
Huh.
Same thing, doing more with less, right? Something happened in 1995, and Alan Greenspan, if you listen to him speak, he's still scratching his head on this one. We don't know if we can sustain this increased rate of productivity increase that we started to see in 1995, because they're not sure what gave rise to it. Okay, and I'm just bold enough to say, I know what gave rise to that. I'll tell you what gave rise to that. There are three things, and it's not what you're thinking, it's not what you're thinking. There are three things that year that happened that I believe make a case for what happened in 1995. Three things. Number one, Java was released. Yeah. Programmer productivity went up. And that's, you know, we can prove that. That was number one. Number two, Netscape went public. All of a sudden, all of that activity around how you can make money with this stock. Well, what does the stock do? Well, it's this browser thing. What's a browser? And then number three, that's the year that that one company up in the Pacific Northwest finally deigned to bundle TCP/IP in with the platform. Okay, those three things, I claim, gave rise to what we call, we have taken a step now into the network age.